The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry by Rachel Joyce, read by Jim Broadbent.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Paul, who walks with me, and for my father, Martin Joyce, 1936 to 2005. Who would true valour see? Let him come hither. One here will constant be, come wind, come weather. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. John Bunyan, The Pilgrim's Progress. Chapter 1. Harold and the Letter. The letter that would change everything arrived on a Tuesday. It was an ordinary morning in mid-April that smelt of clean washing and grass cuttings. Harold Fry sat at the breakfast table, freshly shaved, in a clean shirt and tie, with a slice of toast that he wasn't eating. He gazed beyond the kitchen window at the clipped lawn, which was spiked in the middle by Maureen's telescopic washing line, and trapped on all three sides by the neighbour's close-board fencing.
"Harold!" called Maureen above the vacuum cleaner. "Post!"
He thought he might like to go out, but the only thing to do was mow the lawn, and he had done that yesterday. The vacuum tumbled into silence, and his wife appeared looking cross with a letter. She sat opposite Harold. Maureen was a slight woman with a cap of silver hair and a brisk walk. When they first met, nothing had pleased him more.